It's Thursday, the day we read from email we've received recently, and we start with a correction.
James White of Newton, Mississippi, was one of several people to point out an error in our story on congressional redistricting in Mississippi. We said that the new map means Mississippi will likely be represented in Congress by 3 Republicans and 1 Democrat. The new congressional map actually means Mississippi will likely have 2 Republicans and 2 Democrats in Congress. The breakdown now is 3 Democrats and 2 Republicans.
Mr. Newton writes, by making this mistake early in the piece, NPR built a sense of unfairness into the process that does not exist.
This is from Heather Wishick of Amsterdam and Provincetown, Massachusetts.
Your program with Stetson Kennedy about the folklore he did with Zora Neale Hurston was one of the most wonderful I've heard on All Things Considered, and I've been listening since you started. To hear her voice after years of reading and appreciating Hurston's writing was a totally unexpected pleasure. The voices and songs of all the people recorded and the interview with Kennedy were great as well. I'm so glad you were able to do this while Kennedy is still with us.
Lynn Tanner of Rutherford, North Carolina, expressed her gratitude for a piece of northern folklore. Thank you, she writes, for your essay on Pasquale Spensieri, the New York City knife sharpener. I grew up in New York City in the 1940s, and there was in my neighborhood a knife sharpener who carried his grindstone on his back and rang a handbell, calling loudly as he walked, "Knives and scissors sharpened." Though we lived on the 15th floor, we could hear him calling because in those days the windows were open. I remember he came to our kitchen and sharpened the knives. I thank you for calling up this childhood memory that at times I thought I had made up, and I wonder if Pasquale Spensieri is the son of my knife sharpener.
Hundreds of listeners submitted entries in our Rename Enron contest, but several who wrote in were not amused.
Stephen Chabak of Santa Rosa, California says, we owe Enron employees an apology. He writes, I ask that you acknowledge the many thousands of good people who faithfully dedicated their service to their company. It is enough that they lost their job and much of their retirement savings without the whole country piling on to ridicule Enron. The relatively few misguided people who led the company into demise need to be treated accordingly, but every time a media outlet uses the company name in a disparaging manner, it, I'm sure, is hurtful to the thousands who had nothing to do with the horrible outcome.
And Fallon Schmidt of Atlanta, Georgia, wrote in about the Philadelphia Daily News running death notices for pets. I have often wanted to memorialize my sweet Callie, she writes, who died 2 years ago at the age of 17. However, I'd like to encourage fellow listeners who loved their pets to, rather than spend the hefty $50 the newspaper charges to print your pet's tribute and provide your furry friend 15 minutes of fame, donate that $50 in your pet's honor to the Humane Society or to a shelter and help other animals live a little easier. Thanks to the Philadelphia Daily News for inspiring me to do just that.
Our email address is atc@npr.org. And when you send us your comments, please remember to tell us where you are and how you say your name.